www.wjfk.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.
Welcome to Borscht Beat. I'm Aaron Bendich, and every week on this program I play a selection of Jewish recordings. You just heard South Fallsburg Bulgar, performed by Alicia Spiegels from her 2024 album Fetal Fire. And though that one might be familiar, most of what you're going to hear on the program today has never been played before on this show, and that's because they're coming from a selection of not necessarily unusual CDs, but just CDs that I've never really listened to much before, and I thought it would be fun to explore and share them with you. First up, I'm going to play a selection or two off of this album, Nochamol, from the Galitzianer Klezmorim, which is a CD that I picked up somewhere, can't quite remember where, but in the last couple years, and it's an interesting one, looks different than the stuff that I usually pull out, but it has the word klezmer in the title, And I've never heard of it before, so that means it comes from some, let's say, parallel klezmer universe that's not so close to New York City, I'm guessing. I'll play a track and then chat about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
was Chopin's Freilach with a note that says, this is based on motifs derived from Chopin's mazurkas. It is composed as a musical joke for the Chopin Open Competition in 1999, commemorating the 150th anniversary of the compositor's death. What a strange translation here. An attempt at combining klezmer tradition and performance experience with Chopin's music was applauded by the jury, who awarded it first prize in the competition. Very nice. What an interesting sort of dynamic piece there, with slow, fast, loud, and quiet parts. And the package, it contains a photograph of an accordion, a bass or cello, and a clarinet. There's three fonts on the cover, different fonts for the title in Yiddish and in English letters, as well as the band name. And the back cover has a zoomed-in version of the same cover with more fonts for the various texts that needs to go there. And notably, this band appears to be from Poland. On the inside of the package, there's a photograph of a dark street. Here's another track from this album. Thank you. That was Prayer in the Isaac Synagogue, another long, plaintive tune that builds up to something a little more raucous. The note says, in its composition, this resembles Hasidic melodies, where calm a prayer like rhythm gradually develops into ecstatic dance of admiration. Interesting, very interesting writing here. There's a few thanks on the album package. They thank Joel Rubin, Leon Blank, employees of the Krakow Historic Museum, the Old Synagogue, and then there's a bunch more text in Polish that I don't understand. And that's about that it for that album. An interesting one, and one that maybe I'll revisit in a future episode. Another interesting thing is that their website is klezmorum.pl, so they've got some prime internet real estate in Poland, though I don't know if that website is still live. Next up will be another tune from another CD from my collection. Hope you enjoy. Thank you. That track came from the album The Klezmer Violin of Yehoshua Rachman, which is an album of also mysterious origin to me as far as how it ended up in my collection. It's from the label Tara Music, released in 1998. I've never heard of Tara Music before, but it says it's the very best in Jewish music, so I'm glad it's on my radar now. The album cover is a photograph of this guy who looks like an Orthodox Jew, playing violin in a sort of sepia tone photograph with a score sheet behind him, and behind that, what looks like a very old wall. The text is in one font, a sans serif font, and the note on the inside about this particular tune we just heard, which, if I didn't mention it already, was the Baal Shem Tov's melody. And the note about this tune says that he was the founder of Hasidism. This old melody is sung and claimed by many Hasidic groups. Some attribute it to Rav Balisk, the Rebbe of Modjetz. Others claim that it was the creation of the Baal Shem Tov himself. And I'll play another track from this album and then read you the little bio about the performer. Thanks. That was the Rabbi Yochanan the Shoemaker's Melody with the note that says, after midnight on Lag BaOmer, as part of the traditional bonfire ceremony at Mount Meron, a torchlight procession winds its way along slowly from the tomb of Yochanan the Shoemaker, and this melody is chanted en route. And quickly, I will read his little bio. Yehoshua Rachman, violinist extraordinaire, was born in Jerusalem in 1954. His home was permeated with Yiddish and Hasidic music, and the young Yehoshua passionately absorbed the melodies of his heritage. His violin studies led him to the famed Rubin Academy, where he came under the tutelage of professors Bernstein and Andrevsky. He has appeared in concert and salon performance in both Israel and abroad, all to rave reviews. This technically enhanced CD features selections from the two released recordings, The Jewish Violin, Kinnor La Shirayech, and Fantasia, Le Kinnor Yehudi. And that's all I'm going to play from this quite lovely album, and I'll move on to something very different.
Namalois esoina yelehorim meyayin meyayin yovo yezrim meyayin yovo yezrim shir la Soina yelehorim Meyayin, meyayin yovo yezrim Meyayin yovo lovo Shomayim Boretz Chaim Vodes.
As you may be able to tell from the instrumentation and general vibe of this recording, this tune comes from an album from religious music origin. This is an album called Chazak, featuring a recording of a concert from February 20th, 2000 at the Javits Center, featuring five great singers from the scene, I guess, from Fried, Yidel, Shloime Dachs, Mendy Vald, Yehuda, and Muziak, with the Toronto Kol Haverim Choir and the Neshama Orchestra. This album cover features photographs of all of them, a picture of the Javits Center, the title, and a bunch of credits on both the front and the back, track listing, all sorts of information, and then not so much on the inside. I believe this was some sort of benefit. Actually, there's a note here. Enjoy this unique musical event, a first in Jewish history, as a guest of honor join the world's leading Jewish music entertainers on stage at the Javits Center. The Moses and Aaron Foundation was established 6 years ago. More than 20,000 people have attended Chazak concert series in New York City and in upstate New York. The tickets have been distributed free of charge to special and outstanding children, the families of honor, and their families, or the guests of honor and their families. Very sweet, cute sort of thing. Let me quickly share a little more about the tune. This one was Shir Lamalos, performed by Mendy Vald. And I have other Mendy Vald CDs, so maybe you'll hear more of them another time on the program. I've got another track here, which I believe includes a verse from one of these disabled children who were honored at this event. So it'll be a delight and a little different. I hope you enjoy.
Say hello to Robbie Rosenwasser.
Avoy Isai,
everybody. Thank you very much.
And that sweet recording was Hamalach, performed by Shloime Dachs, and I guess, I'm not sure who the performer was. They said Rabbi Rosenwasser, maybe it was him, but what an interesting sort of different thing. Just to prove that I don't just collect Yiddish and klezmer music, I also have other Jewish stuff in the mix here, and even more wildly different stuff other than these things. So that's all I'm going to play from these CD selections today, but I will play another cut from Alicia's album now that we're past the point on those. Enjoy. Was the Levit Bulgar from Alicia Svigel's album Fiddle of Fire, and both this and the first track I played in the program today from Alicia's album are clarinet tunes transcribed for the violin, transposed to the violin. I don't know what the right word is, but it's a very fun and sort of different way to think about these two leading instruments and the types of parts that are written for each of them. I've got time for a little more, so I'll play another tune and then I'll say goodbye. Thanks. Thank you. That was Ariane Morin from Montreal, saxophone player, performing her Tansoys, or rather her Freylux from her album Tansoys, the opening track from that album. And that's just about all I have time for sharing music with you today. Here's a short audio clip I just unearthed of my grandfather singing with another resident at the home for the aged, where he lived towards the end of his life. You can hear just a little of him, but it's a nice little clip. I thought you'd enjoy it. Thanks.
Wake up!
We continue.
Thank you very much for tuning into my program today. You can tune in again next week, same time, same place, on your radio dial or online. And in the meantime, keep up with me on social media. That's TikTok, Instagram, X, and Facebook at BorschtBeat. That's BorschtBeat. Till next time, have a wonderful week.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Van Gorder's Furniture, featuring Lodge and Adirondack styles, as well as rustic collections. With showrooms in Lake Wallenpaupack, downtown Honesdale, and Milford, PA, Van Gorder's Furniture brings the outdoors inside. More at vangorders.com. From the Community Foundation of Orange and Sullivan, a publicly supported philanthropic institution, cfosny.org. And from listeners like you, who donate at wjffradio.org.
Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour, Steve Kerr, one of the best coaches in the NBA,
and one of the most outspoken.
Calling the president a buffoon, I kind of regret that, even though I felt it in my heart, because I'm representing a large group of people, not only for our organization, but our fans, too.
Steve Kerr joins us next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour. Listen tonight at 6 for the New Yorker Radio Hour on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. You're listening to Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.